All right, welcome to 3 to 5 Guys, Boxes and Fries. My name's Phil Salter. Today we have Lovell and Jonathan. Welcome, you guys.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, so I actually wanted to just remind everybody to, if you haven't yet, if you're listening to this, we would love for you to give us your review. Particularly in the Apple Podcast app, a written review would be much appreciated. And I normally have a question for you guys, and I have a list of questions that I have written down, and I'm stalling as I pull it up. Let's see here. So, who wins in a fight between Freddy Krueger and Jason?
That's a good question. I've been playing Dead by Daylight, where both characters are in there, and I'm terrified of Freddy.
To be honest, I haven't watched either of the movies.
Do you have a... I think, and that's the thing, I actually... I haven't really seen many of those franchises either, but I just had that question asked to me. I go to a CrossFit gym, and every morning they'll have like a question they ask everybody. And that was one of them. I was like, oh, that's kind of an interesting question. But I think Mike Myers, I've seen all the Halloween movies. I know one thing for sure. He's slow and stupid. I don't know how he keeps surviving. So I know he would lose if he was in the fight, but then he would just somehow come back to life anyway. So it wouldn't matter. let's see here. So today we're going to talk about a thing I was thinking about, and that is, if we need the emotion of anger and why it's necessary, or is it necessary? And I have a story. So when I was in college, I lived in these townhouses. And one day I was leaving. It was kind of on this narrow, somewhat busy street that really had a very small median that you could kind of pull into if you're going to try to go left. So a lot of times you'd have to like go into the little median and then like wait till there's an opening and then go into traffic. And one time I went into that median and then I thought it was clear. And it was like a 4-lane road, right? So there was 2 lanes going the way I wanted to go. And I thought that there was this truck that was in the opposite lane, like the further lane from me. So I started merging into the closest lane. And then I guess I cut off this truck I could have sworn they weren't in the lane. Maybe they change lanes really quickly, or maybe I just was being careless. So anyways, they pound on their horn and then they go swerving around me to, you know, basically they're mad because I cut them off. And I just kind of, I don't know why I did it. I was just kind of annoyed, but mostly just was like, without thinking, just like, I hate to admit it, but I flipped them off as they passed me. And I had no justified reason to do it because I'm the one that cut them off. And this really made this guy mad, right? He's already mad at me because I cut him off. And then I flip him off, you know, and he like starts, he pulls down his window. He's driving next to me and he's like yelling at me, pull over, pull over. And I'm just like, and I just keep driving, you know, like a sissy. And then because I'm not going to get a physical altercation over this. And then he's like driving next to me. We start going up on like a red light. It turns yellow and I look like I'm going to stop. And then I just like hit the gas and I run the red light. And then he ends up running the red light after me. And he starts throwing things at my window. I don't know what it was. It was like cookies or something because there was a residue on my window, but I thought it was like batteries or something or rocks at the time. And he tries to get me to pull over. And finally I slam on my brakes and I turn into like a side street and I start driving around and I lose him. And it was a very scary experience, right? And this guy was just so filled with anger that it almost like, I would imagine he changed into a different person. Maybe that's just how he is on default. But I don't know. Have you guys ever experienced like someone being that angry at you?
Nope.
Like I have no idea. There's many times I think like, okay, if I did pull over, what would have happened? You know, what would he have done?
Never seen that much road
rage. I don't want to know, you know? Yeah, it was the craziest thing. And obviously I made a mistake. I did something wrong. I shouldn't have. It's so tacky anyways to flip people off, but I was already in the wrong, right? So I can see how he would be mad, but not that mad. But my question is anger like something that is a valuable emotion in certain situations?
Without biased from that story.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's like, it's not, I think that's an example of anger going wrong, the wrong kind of anger, maybe, if assuming there is a right kind. But like, it's just the thing that I thought of when I thought of anger.
I feel like anger can, when there's an injustice, anger can help you be motivated to go and try to correct that injustice. When it's something silly like road rage, like, so, okay, so someone cuts you off. Well, that's not going to be like, being angry over that situation isn't going to solve anything. But if you're seeing some sort of injustice in the world and you're like, that's horrible, I'm mad, let's go and try to fix this thing. Maybe that could be a good use of anger as a...
In as much as it gets you to do something about it, I guess. Because I guess it's kind of empty and useless if, like, let's say you see an injustice in the world and you're filled with rage and you have a conversation about it with your neighbor, but you don't do anything about it. Is there any value there?
It is an interesting question, though. Is anger valuable or not? I think there's a lot of different degrees of anger. One, like Jonathan is talking about, if it's inspiring you to do something to change, then yeah, it's good. But anger in itself is leads to the dark side. How do we put this? Anger, I think, is actually bad. By itself, anger, no, it's not good. There's a lot of things that lead up to it, like it's an injustice happened. For that guy, he got cut off. So he's like, okay, that's unjust. I want to get back at you. Not right. I don't think he should have done that. Like, what I would do, I secretly hope an officer would have pulled you over or something. That's the kind of justice I would have seeked. If it's leading to change, that's good. That means, hey, something happened that's wrong to you, something that you believe that it should be done a certain way has been violated. So now you're seeking to rectify that. If it's done in a way that isn't blind rage, where you're not thinking things through, you're not seeking the most proactive way, and heck, maybe that is the best way he was trying to solve it, by beating the living crap out of you. Great, that's justice for him. And then I guess that works. But in the society we're in, we don't accept that. So if you could think that through, how would you really want to get justice?
I think there's a difference between like anger and rage. Rage being like kind of a senseless source of anger. And then there's like real justice. And then there's like just getting revenge, revenge is not a valid motive. You know what I mean? So
even if it's like a fun thing in a movie, right? But it's like, it's true. Revenge isn't a valid motive. But I think you pointed something really interesting, Jonathan, is anger versus rage. Because you've ever heard of the term like a rage blackout? Mm-hmm. I think that's a general thing. It doesn't happen to me often, but there's times when I've been angry or filled with rage over I can't think of a specific example, but where like I say or do things that are not within my character normally. It's something tucked deep within that comes out that I don't like. I don't like, who that I become when I'm filled with rage. Sometimes I can be angry, but that's different. You don't hear the term anger blackout really, right? You hear rage blackout. So I don't know, but like, I think when it changes and gets us to say or do things that we wouldn't normally do if we were in our right mind, right? It's almost like a drug in a way. Rage, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's actually a few different kinds of rage as well. There's rage where it's you're completely, reactive, where you are just going at it, you're reacting to the situation, you're not really thinking things through, you're just singularly focused, you are what's that called, get your blinders on, tunnel vision. You're not thinking rationally. You're just going. That's not great.
I mean, I guess I feel like one thing I'm trying to nail down this thought, but like if we just were just kind of going through life, I guess anger can be a motivator, right? Kind of like we were saying earlier, like you see an injustice that makes you kind of angry and you feel something like a righteous indignation, if you will. And so you might do something about it. And even if like, let's say you just have a conversation, but maybe you start to spread this feeling with other people like, hey, that's not right. You know, we maybe can't go across the world to where this happened and fix it, but we can talk about how that's wrong so that we recognize it for what it is. But let's say that anger just got erased from the world and we just walked around with no ability to feel anger. Like, how would that affect us? Like, would we become just super passive and would we be pushed around by everybody? Like, you know what I mean? Like, would we be taken advantage of constantly? Would we just never stand up for ourselves if we didn't feel anger?
I actually think it would be a little bit different where we'd actually be more, we'd ask more questions. For example, when you cut off that guy, his immediate thought was probably, that guy's a jerk. Like, he just cut me off. What the heck? But maybe, who knows? Maybe there's a different situation going on. Maybe there was something in your lane that you had to get out of it really quick in order to get over there. That could be thoughts that could have gone through his head if he didn't reach for rage right away. Like, I don't know the situation why this guy suddenly jumped in front of me. It's rude, and I'm sure he understands that was rude, but there could have been something that guy needed to get out of his lane for, and he had to get here. And that would quickly diffuse his rage. Just taking that moment to even just think, okay, let's just think that maybe this guy isn't being a jerk. But, I mean, if we just do this about everything, you're saying get rid of anger altogether. I think we would reach for those questions first of thinking more about that person of why did they do what they did, and not reach for they're just being a jerk. There's probably a real reason why they're doing what they're doing.
You know, you make a great point, because actually, I mean, before I even thought of this topic, I would have just said anger is not a good thing. And I think that I think it's only human nature to get angry in different scenarios. And I don't think that's like something we should really beat ourselves up over. But yeah, I guess I don't really actually believe that anger is necessary. Like, yeah, like if anger was just removed from the world, I don't think the world would fall apart and become a bunch of like zombies walking around, not able to defend ourselves or do anything. Because when I've seen injustices that give me different emotions other than anger. And sometimes you see something, someone do something, and rather than just being angry at them, even though I don't like what they did, sometimes I do ask those questions like, why would they have done that? Oh, they come from a different experience than me that caused them to see things differently and to act differently. So I think that you're right. I think we would ask a lot more questions if we didn't just jump to anger, which I think anger brings us to jump to conclusions. Rather
but
than
would you
asking
even
questions.
Ask the so, questions
yeah,
if you
point.
Weren't mad? Like, someone cuts you off, but you don't have the ability to be mad about it. So you're just like, you might be a little curious. You might be like, huh, I wonder why they did that. But overall, they wouldn't be like, you know. Why would you even think about the scenario if it doesn't lead you to feel anything?
Go ahead, Lovell.
I think you would still ask the questions, because let's say anger is completely out of the picture. There's still a social accepted way of doing things. Heck, we talked about this a while ago. I understand, audience, you won't understand this conversation. Sorry. But we were talking about quadcopters and how there's this new mechanism inside of it where it just has like a gyroscope where it's self-correcting and it's paying attention to this. Like, something's not right. Let me auto-correct myself. I think the same thing is going to apply to social circumstances, like driving. We'll have that, like, hey, I'm supposed to be going here. There should be about this much space between me and the next person. It doesn't make sense for somebody to come in front of me and I'm on their brakes just to slow me down. That's not fuel efficient, and it just throws off the groove. So when that happens, it breaks that gyroscope, that guide that we have inside of ourselves, right? This isn't right. Something's weird here. Why is this happening? And then anger is just one of the conclusions we can reach to, and we often reach to first rather than thinking about all the other situations that could have thrown off this flow groove.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that anger can be used towards something productive, right? If we don't let it go too far. But yeah, I don't think it is a necessary emotion to feel. Like, there's a lot of other emotions and a lot of other responses to seeing things in the world, sadness or confusion, or, you know, these are these feelings. Like, if you see an injustice, you might feel really sad, not angry. And then you might start to ask questions. You know what I mean? Like, so I think the world definitely needs less anger, not more, right? It's not like anger is this precious commodity that we need to hold on to, you know? So
not that, but the, just a begging question on what if you just eliminated anger? I don't know. I feel like anger is a part of the human experience. Yeah. Like, part of social correction.
Yeah.
So if no one ever felt anger, like, would you have any reason not to just cut everyone off? Like, they're not going to be angry at you. They might be like, would that be the natural conclusion is a little bit of maybe selfishness might happen more because you don't have the repercussions of someone being angry at you.
That's an interesting point. I think that people would probably take advantage of those situations more if they didn't have to be afraid of someone being angry. But if there was no anger, if people didn't get mad, then there'd be a lot more disappointment in the world, right? You know, like, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. And then people would be way more disappointed than people. And that might even be more powerful,
I mean,
right?
Disappointment when it's someone that I know is, yeah, it's even more crushing than anger, you know? But, right. But,
and particularly if you respect
them,
right?
Like, random person that I've never met before online is like, I'm disappointed that you would act this way. I'd be like, who are you? It's a question.
Yeah. I think that, like, it's just an important, I do feel like it's an important emotion though. You're right. Like, there'd be something missing in the human experience if we didn't have the ability to feel that or any other emotion. Like, what if we could never feel homesick or nostalgia or like these other feelings, you'd be missing on part of the human experience. So
now if you instead
it's
phrased it like,
so,
what if everyone's anger in the world was halved or fourth, then I'd be like, yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, sure. Like, we're not saying it's impossible. We haven't like taken away a part of our brain or whatever, but yeah, so, like, yeah, we could use less of it for sure. Yeah. Great. Well, I think this has been a really interesting conversation. Did you guys have anything you wanted to plug or anything that you've been watching lately or consuming lately that you enjoy?
Well, if anyone's feeling funny about their life, you know, like, you feel like you're at a low, go watch an episode of Catfish and you'll realize, you know what? I'm actually a decent human being.
That's where people get catfished on the show?
Yeah.
Where'd you find this?
It's a show called Catfish, where they go and they find people who are have online dates, but they never contact the person or see a video chat. So the person's pretending to be somebody else, and they track that person down and find out who they really are.
But is that, where'd you watch it? Like, was it on Netflix?
Oh,
was
on Hulu.
On Hulu, okay. Yeah. All right, that sounds interesting. How about you, Jonathan? Any games or movies,
right,
shows?
Now.
Okay. And one that I want to plug is actually a podcast called The Dollop, which I had recommended to me like a couple of years ago, but it wasn't on the podcast app that I was using at the time. And I've recently changed over to the Apple Podcast to give it a shot. And I'm actually enjoying the Apple Podcast app quite a bit. But The Dollop is basically, and I've only listened to, I'm actually haven't even finished the first episode, but I'm really enjoying it. It's really funny. Essentially, as far as I can tell, the premise is, a guy has done research on like a historical person or topic and is sharing it and the other guy is just responding and they're just like cracking jokes about it as he's teaching them about some historical event. It's really interesting. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Hope to have you guys let us know if you have any suggestions for podcast topics. We can be reached at boxesandfries@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Boxes and Fries. All right, until next time, thanks.